This week's Shedra, we have the Machlokas of Korach, and the Torah tells us, Lo yia ke Korach v'chol adoso, which some Rishonim learn is a lav, a negative prohibition, that one is not allowed to be involved in Machlokas, in strife, especially where one argues on his Rav, his Rebbe, and the Rav of a place has the din of a Rav Mufak. So says the Aruch HaShulchan and others. In any case, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a different idea in Lo Yia Ke Korach V'Chol Adoso. He says that there'll never be another machlokas like the machlokas of Korach. In the machlokas of Korach, there was one side that was totally right, Moshe Rabbeinu, and one side that was totally wrong, Korach. And all subsequent machloksim throughout history, there was never one side that was totally right, or one side that was totally wrong. There are definitely points that each side has, and still, machlokes shelo l'shem shamayim is, as the Meiri says, where everybody is trying to win and be on top. That's where people argue against each other. Machlokes l'shem shamayim, people can argue, and they can disagree, and they can have points that are right and points that are wrong. But a machlokas l'shem shamayim is where people are arguing with each other to arrive at the truth. And it doesn't make a difference if the truth lies with this one or that one. They want to do what's right. They want to do what is true. They don't want to be right. That's the difference between a machlokas l'shem shamayim and machlokas shelo l'shem shamayim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hillel Omer, al tifrosh min atzibur, don't separate yourself from the tzibur. The Altamin ba'atzmacha ad yom moscha, don't believe in yourself until you die. The Altodin is chavercha chetagilim komo, and don't judge other people till you come to their place. The Altomer al-dover she'ief shalishmoa shesofa lishoma, don't say on something that's impossible to hear that in the end it'll be heard. And don't say, Altomer lichshefne eshne shemelosipone, and don't say, when I have time I'll learn, because maybe you won't have time. I like to explain this Mishnah in the following way. Hillel basically said one thing. Al tifrosh ben atzibur, do not separate yourself from the community. And then he addressed four excuses that people use why they feel that they should separate themselves from the community. One reason is that they feel that they don't need a community. Communities, tzibur, is for weak people. But they're strong enough. They don't need communal support. They don't need peer pressure. On that, Hillel said, Al tamin ba'atzmacha ad yom moscha. No one is strong enough to go alone. Everyone needs peer pressure. Everyone needs communal support. Second reason people don't want to be part of a community is because they say, I would love to be part of the community, but these people are terrible people. And who wants to be part of a group of people that are terrible? Now, that may very well be. But Hillel says, don't judge people from afar until you come into their place and see them and see the totality and see what they're really like and then make that decision. But don't make the decision from afar. The third reason is the people say, I tried to be part of the community, I gave them such good advice and they never listened to me. On that, Hillel said, don't say something that can't be heard. Maybe your advice is not good advice. You think it is. Maybe it's really not good advice. Maybe what you think is not what should be. Don't say on something that can't be heard, that don't worry, in the end they'll see I'm right. Maybe you're not right. Maybe in the end they won't see you're right. And the last reason is people say if I get involved with the community, it's going to waste my time. I have to spend time with my family, and I have to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. Reb Moshe Feinstein says just as much as a person has to give miser from his money, he has to give miser of his time also to the community. And therefore, don't say, when I will have time, and I won't be involved with the community, and I'll save time, I'll be able to learn. Because maybe God will not let you benefit from that time that you're stealing from the community, and you won't have time to learn. There'll be other things that will crop up that will prevent you from using that time for your own purposes, because you're basically stealing it from the community. And the truth is that the people who separate themselves from the community are basically in three different groups. There is the Korachs. The name of Korach is darshan in the Medrash, Maybe Korach has an idea of Kereach, a person who doesn't feel he has anything to contribute to the community. He's jealous of other people. Also, he's cold, cynical, and therefore doesn't want to become part and parcel with the community, with other people. He's also Ben Yitzhar. Sometimes people are too haughty, and they look down on the community and feel it's beneath their dignity to be involved with other people. And then there's Kahas. Kahas signifies kihui, criticism, acidity. People have a bad eye, and everything is negative, and they're always complaining and criticizing, not in a positive way. And then there's Levi. Levi means to escort. There's people who would not want to do any work, but get a tramp on other people's work. So they're Levium. They're people who escort other people, but not people who do it on their own. And these things are basically manifestations of three major things: Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. People who are jealous of other people are not the kind of people who can be part of a community. People who have tremendous taivas and desires and are always looking to see what they can get for themselves are not community-minded people. And people looking for all the kavod for themselves are not community-minded people. And then there's a second kind of person who's Porish Minat Sibur, Dosan Naviram. These are soulless. These are people who are chronic Bali Machlokes, people who stam look to pick fights, are not interested in being part of any communal effort, just very negative and arguesome people. On them it said, called Sarua v'chol zo v'chol tome l'nefesh, right? You send out of the camp. These are the kind of people that can't be part of a tzibur, because they are, by their very nature, quarrelsome people. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky once told me, in the name of the Alter from Slabodka, that a house that does not have a Beis Akise, the whole house stinks. You need somewhere for the psolus to go. Sometimes a good idea that people who are this kind of people, quarrelsome, constantly looking to pick fights or whatever, maybe there should be other places for them to go in order that the Sibur should be able to function properly. These people have the audacity to claim that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Balgaiva, Kishistorer, Lorenu Gam Historer. Right, these kinds of rotten apples are better not to be in a community altogether, and should be happy that if they decide to find other places to be. And then there's the B'nai Korach, who didn't become part of the Machlokes, and those that did, but later on had second thoughts and did tshuva. And then there's the Om Ben Peles in that group also, who basically, in the end, decided that perhaps through his wife's help, that maybe he's not going to gain anything from being part of this machlokas altogether. Bottom line, a person should strive to be part of the community. Not that there aren't problems and there aren't discussions and there aren't complaints, and there isn't a need sometimes for a lot of discussion and argument, but again, people arguing for the sake of coming out with the truth and what's right, not arguing in order to be right. Because if somebody always has to be right, then it doesn't make a difference what right is and what the facts are. The main thing is that people want to be right, and a person like that can never be part of a kehila. This Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim. It's a time of Peronios. Many terrible things have taken place. Three boys have been kidnapped, and we need a bracha. And Chazal say, L'motza Kodesh Baruch Hu Kli Magzik Bracha L'Yisrael Ela Shalom. Peace, harmony, where everybody contributes their part and benefits from other people's part, and people work together. Yes, sometimes they criticize and they argue and they have difference of opinion, but it's all together in order to come to the truth and what's best for everybody. That is the greatest kli machzik bracha. That is the greatest vessel, shalom, that can bring to bracha. The entire Torah was given in order to bring shalom. As the Gemara says in Yevamos, and the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Chanukah, Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. And we should look to strengthen shalom in our community, in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, and the world in general, and be zocha to the time that the ultimate shalom will come. B'viyas goel tzedek, meheirav yameinu.